This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. It became a matter of when, not if, bird flu would jump the species barrier once again and affect swine. After affecting dairy cattle and humans earlier this year, it seemed to be a foregone conclusion. And 2 weeks ago, it became a reality. However, we're just starting to understand what H5N1 means for hogs. And what have we found out so far? We'll talk with the Director of Swine Health of the National Pork Board next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Dr. Marisa Rotolo is the Director of Swine Health for the National Pork Board, and she talked with us last week about what we know about the Oregon situation with a few hogs showing up with H5N1. Dr. Rotolo assures us that there's no threat to our nation's pork supply and that this is not posing a huge threat to commercial hog operations.
And to clarify, this is a backyard operation. These animals were not raised for food consumption. The USDA has evaluated the situation, and the risk to our commercial herd remains low. In addition to that, properly cooked and handled pork is safe to eat. There's no risk of contracting influenza from properly handled and cooked pork.
Dr. Rotolo says it's a great reminder for producers to take a look at their operations biosecurity plans.
What this tells us is it gives us an opportunity to take a look at our biosecurity, right, and start to evaluate our sites and see where is there room for improvement, what opportunities do we have to kind of bulk up our biosecurity on our sites, right? So focusing on trying to eliminate that interaction between pigs and other species such as bird, other livestock, pest species like raccoons, possums, whatnot. So taking this as an opportunity to evaluate your situation and see if you have any room for improvement.
Hogs in Oregon were not displaying any abnormal symptoms. This had been a precautionary measure taken by the farm's veterinarian. USDA is now looking at the data very closely and has a few preliminary conclusions. However, more conclusive information has still been hard to come by as there were very few hogs involved.
You know, we haven't seen a lot of H5N1 in pigs, right? We just had this one detection in Oregon. On this site, the pigs were not displaying any clinical signs of disease. This was more of the veterinarian was there and made the decision to test the pigs given the situation with H5N1. So we have not seen clinical disease. The USDA has evaluated the situation. The risk of transmission to hogs will be low. USDA is also performing multiple research studies to further understand how H5N1 will present in pigs.
Dr. Rotolo is assuring both producers and the general public that the best minds in swine health are working on this situation to establish protocols and procedures if this were to develop further.
So USDA, National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, CDC, FDA, AASV, the Swine Health Information Center, we've all been working together to create a plan or a response guide should H5N1 be detected in commercial herds. Again, the risk to our commercial herd remains low, and USDA is continuing to collaborate with industry experts to ensure that we are prepared should it enter our commercial herd.
It's probably both a blessing and a curse that the data from the infected hogs is so low. On one hand, it doesn't give us much to go on as far as determining the answer to every inevitable question, but on the other hand, we seem to be very fortunate that this hasn't blown up into anything bigger, and we still have it under control. Learn more at pork.org. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.